From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. This year's Nobel Prize for Physics goes to Charles Kao, Willard Boyle, and George Smith. They were cited for work in fiber optics and in semiconductors. The prize committee says the three scientists helped shape the foundations of today's networked society. Kao was born in Shanghai. He holds British and American citizenship. He'll pick up half the award of $1.4 million. Boyle has dual Canadian and U.S. citizenship. He will share the other half with Smith, who is American. The prize will be handed out at a ceremony on December 10th in Stockholm. Federal prosecutors have decided not to seek the death penalty for a Guantanamo Bay detainee who will stand trial in New York. The Justice Department announced its intentions in a letter to the judge. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Ahmed Gaylani was the first Guantanamo detainee indicted in the United States. He's accused of helping carry out embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998. In June, President Obama announced Gaylani's transfer to New York. Now, Attorney General Eric Holder has authorized prosecutors to seek a life sentence rather than the death penalty. In a statement, Justice Department spokesman Matthew Miller said, quote, "Other defendants in the embassy bombings case have either already received life sentences or will not be subject to the death penalty because the United States agreed not to seek it as a condition of their extradition." President Obama has said putting Guantanamo detainees on trial is a key part of closing the prison. Gaylani's trial is scheduled to begin in September of next year. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A federal judge has determined there is sufficient evidence for the case to continue against a Jordanian teenager accused of trying to blow up a Dallas high-rise. Bill Zeeble with member station KERA in Dallas has more.
Hossam Smadi is accused of an attempted downtown car bombing of a Dallas skyscraper a week and a half ago. Undercover FBI agents, whom Smadi trusted, foiled it. In a probable cause hearing, an agent revealed Smadi made a 7-minute video he hoped to send to Osama bin Laden. There was also testimony that the teen researched how to trigger the bomb with a cell phone. Defense attorney Peter Flurry said he's got a lot of work ahead.
They've had the case since March. We just got the case. We're way behind them. And so we got a scared 19-year-old kid well away from his family, and we're just going to try to do the best we can.
The government has until October 24th to indict Smadi. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
Oil prices held above $71 a barrel in Asian trading today as a jump in global stock markets boosted investor confidence. Benchmark crude for November delivery was up by 32 cents to $71.91 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is NPR News. The U.S. Supreme Court hears a major free speech case today that tests whether the government can make it a crime to sell or possess any depiction of animal cruelty. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
This case is about dogfighting videos made by a Virginia man named Robert Stevens. He didn't stage the dogfights or film them. He pieced together films made by others, mainly in Japan, where dogfighting is legal. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison for selling the videos under a law that makes possessing or selling such depictions a federal crime. Critics of the law contend it's written so broadly that it could apply to everything from photos in Field and Stream magazine to hunting videos to Arnold Schwarzenegger punching a camel in Conan the Barbarian. A federal appeals court agreed and declared the law unconstitutional. The government appealed, and today the justices hear arguments in the case. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The White House is saying that leaving Afghanistan is not being considered by President Obama. Instead, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says that the president is taking a thorough review of U.S. policy in the war. Senior administration policy advisors have gathered this week for top-level meetings on the evolving direction of the war, and they are debating over whether to send as many as 40,000 more U.S. troops to Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the president has invited a bipartisan group of congressional leaders to the White House today to discuss the situation in Afghanistan. The administration also plans to brief leaders from both parties as well as key committee chairmen. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.